Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
Well, the Los Angeles Kings came into the United Center 12-3-1 against the Blackhawks in their last 16 games. And even though they played tough against them, the Hawks played a little bit tougher towards the end. They pull out an overtime winner, and the Blackhawks now back above 500, 5-4-2. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show here on 720 WGN. We're joined by Mackenzie Entwistle, who's fresh off a Blackhawks victory. Mackenzie, this wasn't the cleanest game, this wasn't the sharpest game, but you guys found a way, and that's kind of been the story for this team a lot this year. What has allowed you guys to be able to pull out wins like these against really good teams?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you said it best. It wasn't the best game. I think LA plays a 1-3-1 and makes it tough to get through the neutral zone. It kind of forces you to dump it in and kind of play that sloppy sort of game. And the hardest part is sticking with it. And like you said, I think we did a good job at sticking with it. We go into that third period at tied game and then. We grinded out to overtime and ultimately grinded out, and Taser pots a big one for us. So there's always belief in our room, and we're fortunate to end up on the right side of that overtime there.
Mackenzie, we're going to head upstairs and bring in Kaylee Chelios. Kaylee, go ahead.
Hi, Mackenzie. Congratulations on the win. You mentioned it. It was a little bit of a grinded out effort at times, but having said that, I know LA maybe dictated play a little bit and they outshot you, but how did you feel defensively? You were in limiting some of their high danger chances. Was that a point of emphasis for you guys? Just like you said, how difficult it was to get through the neutral zone and how quickly the Kings can move the puck up the ice?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have they got a good forward group over there and a couple offensive defensemen that can really shoot the puck. And like you said, I think the keys for us was just limiting their chances and those top guys, Kempe, Fiala, Kopitar, they're going to get their looks, and it's just a matter of limiting them. And for us, I thought we did a good job at keeping them the outside and forcing shots that that Soderblom could see and try to keep them the outside, and I think that's what we did. We did a good job at that, and against other teams, that's kind of what we do. We try to come back, stop in the house, and force shots that aren't in the honey hole, the middle of the ice.
Speaking of Soderblom, he has not missed a beat since getting in between the pipes, whether he's supposed to or he's not supposed to. How much confidence do you guys have when he's out on the ice?
Yeah, obviously it's been tough with our goaltending situation. You hate to see Mrazek go down, and then you hate to see kind of a scary play with Stalock. So obviously those are two big pieces, and for Soderblom to come in and come up from Rockford and sort of just hop right in, and like you said, he didn't miss a beat. He's a big goaltender that moves well, and I think he made a ton of big saves for us tonight to keep us in it, and especially in that first period. So he's been great, and we're comfortable having him back there and playing in front of him.
Mackenzie, what do you attribute to just having the confidence that you do every night? It's been a one goal game even in all of these losses, but then to come out tonight against a dangerous Kings team and still, despite losing the last few, come out, grind it out, and have where's that confidence come from to be able to stay so poised and patient in games like this?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think for us, I think like you said, just staying poised, confident. We know we've been in a ton of one goal games going into the third now, and just being comfortable in those situations is key. I think it's tough. I think sometimes teams try to change their game game when you either try to go full defense mode or try to go full offense mode, and I think that's sometimes where you kind of get hurt, and it could either work out or it could hurt you, but most times it hurts you. So for us just to stay consistent, stay on our game, like I said, limit their chances, and play strong defensively, and ultimately it's always good to get it into overtime, and then we let our big boys go to work, that's kind of what happened tonight, and it's great to be on the winning side of overtime, like I said.
Even dating back to last year, you've had so many different roles on this team. How comfortable are you right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I think, for me, wherever, the team kind of needs me, I think, I'm playing the left wing right now with Dickinson and Lafferty, and we had the task of playing against that top line tonight, and it's been great. Those two are kind of, obviously big players. They move the puck well, they skate well, they hold on to it down low, and it's been great. It's been fun playing with them, and for our coaching staff to have some confidence in me and try to play me in different situations, it's been great, and I've just trying to been doing the best I can with the roles they've been giving me. So it was a great team effort tonight, good win, and we're excited to head to Winnipeg.
I was going to say, that's got to be a fun line, Dickinson and Lafferty.
Yeah, they're great. I actually grew up with Dickinson, I don't know what else to say about Lafferty. He's something else. He's a beauty.
And you're so much tougher now these days after all the roughhousing you got from Alex DeBrincat last year. You're such thick skin.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's obviously a good guy. I still talk to him to this day, and I can't wait to play against him.
Yeah, for sure. McKenzie, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, appreciate congrats
that.
On the win.
Thank you.
That is McKenzie Entwistle and Kaylee. I mean, he said it all pretty well right there. This team is fantastic at staying tough with teams. This is something we brought up in the pregame and in one of the intermissions, too, is that Luke Richardson wanted this Blackhawks team to be a nuisance to the other team that comes in or to the other team that hosts the Blackhawks. Even if this is year one of a rebuild, he still wants the identity to be, oh man, we got to get through Chicago again. Tonight was an example of that.
No question. I mean, I think teams are going to reconsider. When they pre-scout the Hawks, I think every game, like you said, like McKenzie talked about, they grind it out, they weather the storm, they don't get too high, they don't get too low, they're accountable, and it's indicative too of some of these low scoring games. They're not giving up high danger chances. McKenzie talked about forcing them to the perimeter and allowing Soderblom to challenge the player with the puck and see everything in front of him, and they did that very well tonight despite being outshot and outplayed in stretches. If you're Luke Richardson, you'll take that. They defended well, they stayed patient, and they did what Luke Richardson has done so well as their head coach on the bench, is staying calm. So I think there's going to be times during the season where it's going to be challenging to do that, and it's the coach's job to make sure some of these losses don't turn into, four, five, six game losses or without a point. And, I that's why I asked him. I thought it was great to see them come in and play with the confidence they had that they could win this game even when they were being outplayed, and they'd lost the last few tight games. So it shows their veterans and their big players can play big when they need to be, and their depth scoring comes through with Dickinson getting that redirection, and then you get the 23-year-old in net who picks up his first NHL win, Joe. So all around, top to bottom, it's a complete effort from the Hawks.
And like you said earlier, just nobody panicking. Everyone sticking to their game, everyone doing what they need to do, and even though the last couple of games haven't gone that great, Luke Richardson earlier today, still pleased with the team's effort, still pleased with the consistency, and it pulls out 2 points tonight. Kaylee, great stuff as always, really. Excellent insight. What a game, too. I'm sure this was a fun one to call.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all of them have been.
True,
we came into the season kind of wondering and hoping it's not going to be, if they do lose games, is it going to be a blowout? How are they going to lose? How are they going to respond? How are Kane and Taze going to respond going through this? But I think they've been unbelievable in their leadership, and it's been a huge part of their success as well. They're not necessarily the youngest team, as Luke Richardson said. They're a new team, and we're seeing the camaraderie with Jujhar Khera defending Reese Johnson against Lemieux, who hit him dirty into the boards, and we're just seeing them all over. You know, the chemistry off the ice that they have is translating on the ice. That's a key part of it as well, and they're bought in, they're accountable. And I think if they keep playing like this and they start to see wins and string some together, like, they're going to be a team that other teams are just going to underestimate and not know how to play against. They just have to keep outworking opponents, and they've done that so well to this point.
I hear you. All right, Kaylee, great stuff. Talk to you Saturday in Winnipeg.
All right, yeah, Saturday in Winnipeg. Looking forward to it.
All right, great stuff as always, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days. That is Kaylee Chelios up at the United Center radio booth calling the game with John Weideman tonight. If you would like to join in here on the Blackhawks postgame show, give us a call, give us a text, 312-981-7200. We've already got a few texts coming in. The Blackhawks goalies shouldn't be buying any of their own meals in the near future. Yeah, I hear you. I think that's our buddy Leo from Albuquerque, former goaltender himself and a former veteran. A veteran, I should say. So we appreciate you chiming in, Leo, and, of course, appreciate your service as well. Yeah, we mentioned it. We talked about it with Mackenzie Entwistle, but Arvid Soderblom has really been quite the spark for the Blackhawks defensively. A big reason why they pulled out 2 points tonight, a big reason why they played so tough with the New York Islanders late into the game 2 nights ago. We've got one frustrated fan from the 217 area code. I believe that's our buddy Tim from Urbana. What is it with the Hawks' consistently low shots on goal? Shoot the darn puck. I hear you. They were outshot today quite a bit. They were outshot in every period. They were outshot 33-19 was the final tally against the LA Kings. Let's face it, though, and I don't know how many times I'm going to say this, the Blackhawks are going to be going up against a lot of talented teams and teams that are more talented than them. So in some cases, you just can't outshoot the other team. In some cases, you just got to try to limit their high danger chances, limit what they do best. And I definitely think limiting the high danger chances tonight was the key to taking 2 points out of this game from the LA Kings. The Hawks had a 1-0 lead. They coughed it up. They win in overtime. There was never a situation where it felt dire. I don't think anyone came away impressed with the Blackhawks' performance after the first or even the second period, but they weren't totally deflated by it. There was still a thought, still a confidence, definitely the confidence in the locker room. I think they have expressed that wholeheartedly, that they have the confidence that they can come away with any win in any game so far this year with how they've produced. But again, it's going to come down to outworking teams. And even if that wasn't for a full 60 minutes tonight against the LA Kings, they did enough early on. They did more later on. And then a Jonathan Toews goal to extend his point streak now to 7 straight games gives the Blackhawks a 5th win of the season. They're back above 500 at 5-4-2. And the LA Kings move to 6-6-1 with the overtime loss. It is quickly time for our 3 stars of the game, which is sponsored by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider. With your collision repair needs, visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. Number 3 star, Connor Murphy, Blackhawks defenseman that didn't factor in any scoring, but if you look at the score sheet, he had 1 shot on goal, 3 hits, 2 block shots, and a takeaway. The number 2 star, Arvid Soderblom, rightly deserved, 32 saves tonight, as Soderblom was our lone cash out on our FanDuel Sportsbook pregame show bets. We had over 30 saves for Arvid Soderblom. Unfortunately, that was the only one we hit. And then Jonathan Toews, again, the Blackhawks captain, extending his point streak to 7 straight games. He has 7 goals this season in 11 games. He had the game winner. Great feed from Jake McCabe. Just good poise, good patience to send it on over. And the Blackhawks end their losing skid, their first win in over a week, but a great way to end the homestand before they hit the road for a 3-game road trip starting on Saturday in Winnipeg. Okay, we've got a lot to get to, breaks included, but we'd like to hear from you. If you'd like to call, if you'd like to text, if you're too afraid to pick up the phone and talk on the radio, you can just tap away with your thumbs and give us a message via text. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. If we get some calls, we'll play them in the next segment. Hawks beat the LA Kings in overtime, 2-1. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720. WGN. Coming into tonight's game, the LA Kings had won 4 out of the last 5 here at the United Center. But tonight, the Blackhawks pull away with the overtime win. 2-1 in overtime, thanks to the goal from Jonathan Toews, the captain. And the Hawks are back above a hockey 500 of 5-4-2. I'm Joe Brand. You're tuning into the postgame show here on 720 WGN. If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. You can give us a call or a text. Jacob is out in California, but is a big Blackhawks fan and is pleased by the win. What impressed you most, Jacob?
I think just our determination, it's kind of sad we had to get to overtime, but, hey, it's a win. A win is a win, right?
Yeah, no, I hear you. And the fact that a good team like the LA Kings is going to give you a good game, and the Blackhawks did have to pull out 2 points in overtime. But, again, I think it's the effort that counts the most, and that's what we're going to be counting the most on this season. Jacob, are you originally from Chicago? Or are you a transplant Blackhawks fan in California?
I'm not originally from Chicago. I've never been to Illinois, never been to, of course, the Windy City, but I've been a fan for a while, and just, you know, it's funny because the closest team to me is the Sharks, but for me, that, you know, always liked the colors of the Blackhawks, and, you know, it kind of got things started, and, you know,
All right, well, we're happy to have you, Jacob. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it, and don't be a stranger to the postgame show.
Oh, I won't. And maybe in Winnipeg, I will call in again.
Okay. All right. I'll hold you to that. That is Jacob from California. Happy about a Blackhawks 2-1 overtime winner against the LA Kings. Somebody else very special just popped onto the show. It's our buddy Troy Murray, who is gracious enough to grace us with his television presence and come on the radio side of things. Hi, Troy.
Yeah.
How was the TV call? That had to have been a fun one.
Oh, yeah, anytime you get it into overtime, it's fun. And, you know, they caught a little bit of a break. The puck bounced in front of the net, went to Jake McCabe, and Toews is on the other side. So everybody goes home happy here on Hockey Fights Cancer Night, and Blackhawks get a well-deserved rest here before they take on they play Winnipeg on Saturday, and then they get a little bit of a break before they head out west.
Still, it's a little bit slower than what they've been doing for the past couple of weeks. This game kind of seemed a lot like the New York Islanders game, but the intensity turned up maybe a little bit earlier, and then, you know, they were able to tough it out and win it in overtime.
Yeah, the LA Kings, Todd McClellan, their head coach, was talking about, you know, what is their identity. They had an identity last year, and they've kind of got away with it. They've scored a lot of goals, but they've given up a lot of goals. So he wanted his team to tighten it up. They lost 5-2 to Dallas. And it wasn't a 5-2 game, but he just felt like the structure is too loose and he wanted them to tighten it up. So I think that, you know, for the Blackhawks, they wanted to play that same type of game, but manage the puck a little bit better, execute some plays better. And for the LA Kings, they wanted to tighten it up. So maybe a kind of a game that you might have expected with the way the two teams have approached, you know, the last little while here.
We're going to bring in Matt from Melrose Park, who's impressed with the team effort. Big shout-out to Entwistle. What'd you like about Entwistle's game, Matt?
I really like this post-game interview. I feel like you don't hear too many players be so insightful on the air, and I really appreciated this comment about the 1-3-1 zone, because I was at the game and wondering why the Hawks had such trouble getting the puck into the zone and sustaining it in the zone, and that was actually a really helpful comment that I didn't realize from Section 301. So I really like that, and It's great to see this team win ugly. I feel like in previous seasons, this team would have kind of folded and maybe coaching adjustments wouldn't have been made properly. But this team has just so much resolve and so much fight, and it's really encouraging to see in a year that we kind of counted as what was supposed to be a really, really ugly year, and it hasn't been so far. It's been a pleasant surprise, and this was just another result that was kind of emblematic of the season so far.
Well said, Matt. You were at the game tonight?
Yep, I was.
All right. Well, thank you very much for chiming in. Appreciate the call.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That's Matt from Melrose Park. Again, if you'd like to join, 312-981-7200. We're taking your calls and your texts. Yeah, Troy, a lot of resolve from this team. I'm sounding like a broken record, but at the beginning of the year, Luke Richardson said he wanted this team to be the team that other teams didn't want to play, no matter the record. And really, 11 games in, that's been the case for this Hawks team.
They haven't taken many shifts off. They haven't taken any games off, really. And that's what you wanted. If you look at the makeup of the team, it's not a young team. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a young team. So you've got a lot of guys that have NHL experience. They understand when coaches are talking about structure and what they need to do as far as a game plan. So you're not trying to break in a lot of young players. They do have some inexperience, a guy like Philip Roos, but I think he has really fit in really nice. He's been a nice complement to the blue line. Gives that younger group of guys that opportunity to work out their pro career in Rockford before their time is ready to come here. So when you have a kind of a more established locker room, there's a lot of players that are in the Blackhawks locker room that were, you know, third line players, you know, and where they came from, you know, some higher than that. But they're coachable. Mm-hmm. And when Luke Richardson, who I think has just done a phenomenal job, when he comes in and he talks about a system, he talks about structure, what do we need to clean up? These guys understand it. And sometimes it's tough for younger players to come in and understand what it takes to be a pro. Most of these guys understand what it takes to be a pro in how they prepare for games. So then that part is kind of easy. It's become part of their routine. Now they just have to worry on what the coaching staff says is this is how you have to play. And Richardson and the coaching staff has really narrowed it down and told the guys what their roles are. And I think you've seen the role players doing exactly what they're supposed to do, forechecking, being physical, you know, crashing to the front of the net, which is something you really didn't see in the last couple seasons, a lot on the perimeter, but a lot of pretty goals that were scored. Mm-hmm. But you had to change the makeup, and Kyle Davidson did that. And these guys inside the locker room, they're playing for their jobs. I mean, you know, they're not going to, when everybody talks about, you know, quote-unquote tanking a season, tell that to a first-year head coach that, okay, tank the season.
Right.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
You're not going to do that as a coach. The guys in the locker room, they want to play for their careers, you know, and they're a great bunch of guys in there, and they really have gelled quickly. And I think the results have been exactly what Matt was talking about. The energy is there, and the compete level is there. And the characteristic, the identity of this team is if you're not ready to come in and play a hard game, you're going to be in trouble. And when you leave the United Center, unlike a lot of games that have happened in the last couple seasons, you know that you have been in a game.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought up Kyle Davidson, too, because I think that's such a big part of this. The people he brought in, hardworking players, multidimensional players. There's not a lot of very specific
yeah.
role type of guys.
Wingers, centers, mix them up, match them up,
right.
Whatever you want to do.
And a lot of, I mean, we understand the reasoning for the one-year contracts, but then that's another reason for these guys to play hard. They're playing for the team,
sure,
but also playing
incentive.
For themselves. And yeah, we can take one more call before we hit another break. It's Andrew in Wakanda. He's also pleased with the effort from the Blackhawks, and not just tonight's game, every game, Andrew, huh?
Oh, yeah, every game I've been watching or listening. Depending where I'm at.
Awesome, awesome. Were you at the game tonight?
I was not at the game tonight, but I will be at later this year. But just watching the game tonight, I mean, they stayed in it, I felt. And they've been, that's been like that all year. And that's what's made it fun to watch, is they're competing every night.
I agree. Anything specifically that you've been impressed with this team lately?
The resolve. I mean, take a look at the injuries that are piling up. It's next guy in mentality is coming in and doing their job.
Totally, totally. Seth Jones, Tyler Johnson, and now both goaltenders. Andrew, thanks so much. Drive safely, okay?
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's Andrew from Wakanda.
Great word, resolve.
Yeah.
Which is
a second fan to say that, too.
Yeah, and it's a good word to kind of describe the team. They're going to compete. They've been in every game this season. The goaltending, Soderblom has been really good. You know, Mrazek was good when he was playing. Stalock was good, so... You know, everybody kind of questioned what the goaltending was going to be like. So far, it's been better than expected, I would say. And the scoring chances have been in favor of the other team for a majority of these games. So the goaltenders have held their own and given them the team an opportunity to stick around, which is exactly what you would hope. And the resolve of this team, they've come back. They've battled hard. They got to find ways to be better in certain situations, mm-hmm. but as Luke Richardson talks about, you know, that's a process, and we point things out, but we try and stay positive, and we try and stay at an even keel inside the locker room. I think you're seeing that.
I think so, too. Hey, we appreciate you popping down, buddy.
Yeah.
And listen, no, hey, in all honesty...
In all honesty, you miss me.
Well, that goes without saying. But hey, man, where you were here last year on this day and where you are here today on this day, it is freaking amazing and awesome and great. And hey, I'm just so thrilled for you. And
I appreciate that. It's been a long year, but I'm very fortunate to be in the position that I am and to be back in the booth and kind of doing what I love to do. So. I know it's a split between TV and radio, and we're going to see a lot of you this year, and I look forward to it.
Don't worry. We're doing okay with
you. I love my WGN family.
Yeah.
Everybody back on at the studio.
Well, we
love
all,
you guys.
We all love you, too. That's Troy Murray. We got another break to get to. A little bit more on the postgame show, taking you up to 11 o'clock tonight. Blackhawks beat the Kings in overtime, 2-1. You're listening to the postgame show on 720 WGN. We are going to go ahead and give Jujhar Khera our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. Jujhar Khera defending his teammate Reese Johnson, getting in a fight with Brendan Lemieux, and then also in that second period just continuing to stay physical. It helped out the Blackhawks score their first goal, which sounded like this.
Bruce left point to Caleb Jones right point. Long wrist shot. They score! It was tipped on the way in. A little fly-by move by Jason Dickinson. Redirects that puck in behind Jonathan Quick. And with 7:06 left in the second period, the Hawks take the lead 1-0.
The Hawks' physicality continued, but so did LA's offensive pressure when they were able to tie up the game.
Breaking down the right wing into the Hawks zone. Here's Kaliev with a shot. He scores! Arthur Kaliev looked like he got a step on the defenseman on that side of the rink, Philip Roos. And he leaned in. Actually, that's Blake Lizotte. Excuse me. Blake Lizotte is going to be given credit for this goal. Kaliev dished it over to Lizotte, who put it in behind Soderblom, and we're tied at one.
1-1 tie, moved into the third period. Arvid Soderblom looked swell. We went to overtime, and the Blackhawks finished it off.
Now it's taken away by McCabe. Here's McCabe in front of the Tames. He scores! Hawks win it overtime! The captain on the doorstep, Jonathan Tames, takes a goal mouth feed from McCabe that originated from the bottom of the right wing circle, and he buries it past Quick, and the Blackhawks are back in the win column.
And back above 500, 5-4-2. We'll wrap up the postgame show next, 720 WGN. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser, ComEd for Business. ComEd, powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Blackhawks beat the Kings 2-1 in overtime. Big thanks to everybody's help. You know your names. David Jennings, thank you for the patience. He's got your news next. After that, it's Raleigh James. You've been listening to Blackhawks hockey on 720 WGN.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN, streaming on WGNRadio.com and smart devices everywhere.